Hi there. My name is David Huff, and I welcome you to Startling Confessions of a Recovered Addict. In this podcast, we will meet people, men and women in recovery, sharing their stories of hope and transformation. So I thank you for joining us.
Well, welcome to another episode of Startling Confessions from a Recovered Addict. And in our first segment today, we have Alex Exline as our guest, and she'll be sharing her story with us. Alex, tell us your startling confession.
Well, David, I was living in Manitou Springs, and we had seen this bear coming around during the day. So I had this big can of bear mace. And then in the nighttime, I would be really high on cocaine, and I would be looking out the window for hours looking for this bear. And I would always think that I saw this bear, and then I would realize that it was just a leaf or, you know, whatever wind blowing. And one night I really thought I saw this bear, and I went outside and I unloaded half this can of bear mace, and my windows were open and it was blowing inside the house, and it sunk down into the valley. And you know, I heard an ambulance coming and took one of my neighbors away, because maybe they had an allergic reaction to the capsaicin, you know, I looked outside later and I realized it was just this big boulder that had been there all along since we first moved in. Drug-induced psychosis can be really dangerous, and it became like this lie that I just maintained in my life. Like I was just telling everybody that yes, this bear was real, and you know, it stinks that someone got sent to the hospital, but I did the right thing.
So that is, wow, glad I wasn't living up there next to you. But how did that define something for you? Clearly that's not where you're living today. So,
you know, that wasn't my rock bottom. I kept maintaining the lies for a little while longer. Mm-hmm. My life got a lot messier in a lot of ways, but I started seeing this psychiatrist, and he was trying to mitigate my psychosis and my extreme depression with medications, but he kept saying, you know, you have to stop doing drugs. And I was doing everything else. I was trying nutritional supplements, and I was exercising, and, you know, I was reading all these books, but I just could not stop doing drugs. So, you know, eventually I did something that I just could not recognize myself anymore. And I ran away from that thing and I went to treatment.
Hmm. So you spent time in treatment, and how long ago was that?
Yeah, that was about 2 years ago. Now, I just celebrated 2 years on Sunday.
Oh my gosh. Fantastic.
Treatment was, you know, interesting, because at first, you know, I didn't realize that I was getting sober. I just thought that I was crazy. And, but I met these people there that, I mean, they were happy and they were stable, and, you know, they had fun, and they were all telling me to work the steps. They wouldn't give me my phone back until I started doing that. So ultimately that's what I did. I was just like so miserable and tired of fighting that I just said, okay, well, I'll try this thing, and it stuck.
Wow, that is Very exciting. I've heard the phrase surrender to win.
Yeah.
Sounds like something like that might have happened to you, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I was fighting so much, and as soon as I gave up the fight, it was like everything started to fall into place.
Well, tell me, if what's the one thing you'd like our listeners to take away from your story?
Oh, I guess that there's hope, you know, and that, you know, I don't look like that anymore. So if that's how you look right now, if you know you're feeling a little crazy, then you know there's hope.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you, Alex. Appreciate that. Alex, let me ask you this. It's a question we ask all of our guests. Is there some practice that you have that keeps you on the beam, keeps you in a right mind?
Yeah, well, I practice the 10th step right now, especially because, you know, I'm through 1 through 9, and I just live in that spiritual realm of 10, 11, mm-hmm. and 12. And so mm-hmm. I spend a lot of time just watching out for, you know, resentment, selfishness, fear. And mm-hmm. and then when those things come up, I take a minute and I ground myself in the moment, because mm-hmm. in that moment, everything is fine, right? And then I call a friend.
Right. Beautiful. So you have a process of self-examination. The 10th step is we continue to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear, if I've got that right. And you do that, you're aware of your own experience, and you share that with someone else.
Yeah, and I need someone to help me see, because I can't tell when I'm being delusional.
That's fantastic. I can't see my own insanity. I understand that. Well, thank you very much for taking time with me today. And congratulations on your wonderful life today, and for sharing what that's like. I sure appreciate that. So I hope you have a beautiful day, and come back to our the end of the podcast and watch yourself. And I'm going to put a little activity that our listeners might want to try and see if that brings about positive results, and it'll be very similar to what you've suggested. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
You bet. Okay, so thank you for staying around for the second part of the show, where we talk about these activities that we might take to continue on a path that really leads somewhere. And I am fascinated by this idea that Alex brought up today about self-examination as a means of helping direct us towards our best self. Here's how the psychiatrist Carl Jung put it: your visions will become clear only when you can look into your own heart. Who looks outside dreams, who looks inside awakens. And there are practices for self-examination coming from all different cultures. And a couple of them, Ignatius of Loyola was the founder of the Jesuit order, and he called it the daily examine. Review your day, recall specific moments and the feelings that you had at that time. Number two, reflect on what you did, said, or thought in those instances. Were they drawing you closer to God or further away? Look toward tomorrow. Think of how you might collaborate more effectively on God's plan. That's how Ignatius put it. Marcus Aurelius was a Roman emperor and a Stoic, and he had a practice he called meditation, which included, first, identify what thoughts are arising in the present moment, whether there are any desires or emotions that could be destructive or have a negative impact on your peace of mind. Be aware, be in the moment. Contemplate who you would like to be and imagine what virtues and behaviors you would need to adopt in order to get to the place you want to be. And in the various 12-step programs, as Alex mentioned, they practice the 10th step, which suggests continue to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, fear. And when these crop up, ask God to remove them, and then think about someone you can help. And none of these practices are about beating ourselves up, mucking around in the past for no good purpose, except to make ourselves feel bad. But they are about observing honestly and then directing our thoughts and attentions to how we want to show up in the world with principle, with values that mean something to us, our greater good. So why not consider some form of this ancient practice, which has reaped such great benefits for so many different types of people. And here's a really simple way to get you started. At the end of the day, look back over your day. Take note of where you've missed the mark in your actions or in your thoughts. Just note it. In fact, you might jot it down in your journal or on a notepad, and ask yourself if that's how you want to act next time. What response would move you towards God, as Ignatius would say, or if you prefer, toward the kind of person you want to be? Two, also find an example of where you got it right, even if only a little bit. Some place where you were loving or kind or patient or generous or friendly or forgiving. Note it. Let it sink in. Give thanks for showing up as a good person. And while you're at it, compliment yourself for your good behavior. That's all there is to this little simple practice. Give it a shot and see what you think. You may find yourself agreeing with Marcus Aurelius, who said, "These are the characteristics of the rational soul: self-awareness, self-examination, self-determination. It reaps its own harvest. It succeeds in its own purpose." Thanks for tuning in. Have a beautiful day.